In the name of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Please be seated. Good morning. The legacy of our culture rests in our ability to tell stories. StoryCorps, established in 2003, has amassed a collection of over 50,000 interviews with over 90,000 participants. According to their website, each conversation is recorded on a CD to share and is preserved at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress. StoryCorps indicates it is one of the largest oral history projects of its kind. Its broadcast can be heard via NPR's Morning Edition or on their website, storycorps.org. You could say that the invention of StoryCorps has provided a radical retreat into the mind of our neighbor perhaps we will never meet, with the opportunity to record, share, and preserve memories. We all have the opportunity to emerge as storytellers, teachers, and even prophets. Yalitza Castro, an undocumented worker in North Carolina, is employed as a housekeeper. Through StoryCorps, she shares with us her experiences of working in a homeless shelter in her community. In another story, Barbara Moore of Baltimore, Maryland, shares her story of becoming the first female bricklayer in her local union. Through the wealth of the StoryCorps archive, we are able to hear the diverse tale of our neighbors. No longer just listeners, we each have the capacity to share, to become storytellers of personal wisdom and insight. When we are engaged in another's experience, only eager to experience moments for ourselves, to seek and cherish what ails us. Last Monday, our culture lost a great storyteller, actor, comedian, and fellow Episcopalian Robin Williams. Mr. Williams' portrayal of Dr. Oliver Sacks in the film Awakenings has always been a personal favorite of mine. Dr. Sacks, discovering the beneficial effects of a medication, is able to heal individuals trapped in a catatonic state, some trapped for decades. Through countless appeal plagued by failure, Dr. Sacks never loses hope, realizing that even though there exist limits in modern medicine, one simply cannot stop trying. May God grant Robin Williams peace and rest, but most of all solace from a journey marked with some torment, but much love. Great storytellers emerge from their ability to play roles that are strengthened and empowered by personal experience. The adversity of sickness, societal strife, and betrayal arm and equip us as individuals to understand pain and share it in ways that will help others. In the context of worship, we read testaments of faith each Sunday morning meant to enhance our belief in the inherent goodness and worth of our neighbors, acting without the compulsion of sin, and instead of a grace that reaches us with open arms. This morning, we read an encounter between two people. Many divisions existed between them. Social class, 12 angry men, burdens trumping rest. But what brought them together was much more important in terms of humanity, exhaustion, hunger, and humility. In today's gospel, Jesus meets a Canaanite woman requesting that he heal her daughter, who is tormented by demons. The disciples demand, "Lord, please get rid of her." The woman begs Jesus, "Master, heal my daughter." Initially silent, Jesus responds, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel." The woman, likely from a community that failed her, responds with humility, "Lord, help me." While Jesus did not offer solace to the Canaanite woman, he did not send her away either. For all intents and purposes, the well had run dry at this point. Jesus wanted to ensure his disciples received well-deserved rest, exhausted from their journey. It is here that Jesus seems to resist compassion in favor of teaching. As Father Lambert would say, Jesus never cured without purpose, always using the opportunity of healing as a teachable moment. In a provocative and unpredictable move, Jesus replies not with a cryptic tale, but with a mini parable of sorts, saying, "It is not right to throw children's food to the dogs." Radical hospitality? Not likely. Radical missioning? Perhaps. So intent on his mission, Jesus dares not spoil the children's food, suggesting that it would be wasted if shared with whom it was not meant for. The Canaanite woman responds, "Even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Jesus then responds with yet another unpredictable statement. Surprised at the Canaanite woman's intercession for peace amidst a crisis awaiting her at home, Jesus no longer resists, reaching out his hand in healing, sharing her journey that has not yet ended, and easing it with words and faith. For the Canaanite woman does not bargain. Content with the crumbs from her master's table and not a seat at the table itself, the Canaanite woman humbles herself and asks for relief for her daughter, suffering the throes of a state not of catatonia, but of mental anguish. In our culture, mental health is still a very real concern, one that is apparent each day as we learn of violence in our streets, of abuse in our homes, and of addiction robbing our loved ones. What if Jesus had instead said, "Wait"? Most, if not all of us, have experienced this. In faith, we receive an unconditional promise, a wealth of good news, grace, and love, of being healed by faith after being taught, and stating by Jesus, "Your faith has healed you." In countless scriptures, Jesus commands us to share and to contemplate how we share in the form of giving, listening, and weeping. Today's gospel begs the question, do we wait our turn? Are there limits, even in our faith, and the capacity we have to heal, bring peace, or simply be? Do we spoil or defile when we are seeking only food that nourishes our bodies and not our souls? Are we allowing indifference to plague our minds, or are we casting away our troubles and sweeping away the crumbs of doubt and resistance? I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel. When we think of these words in the context of charity, what do we perceive? Does it question the responsibility we have to our community amid social divisions or preconceived notions before helping others? If community truly begins at home, how can we ensure we do not lose our sheep to the adversity of our times? In what ways can we call the lost sheep home and sustain them with spiritual wholeness, reminding them you are worthy? In the context of charity, let us ensure that what we produce in our actions and words remain undefiled. Like the Canaanite woman, let us seek with lives of prayer and service. Let us humble ourselves to God by resting on our knees, prostrating ourselves, eager for mercy and compassion. Let us pray for reconciliation between Israel and Hamas. Let us pray for the Yazidi people, Iraqi Christians, and all else suffering under the hands of militant forces in the Middle East. Let us pray for the family of Michael Brown and for the activists and protesters in Ferguson who seek to tell their stories. Let us pray that we remain listening. Let us call on the intercessors of our time, our elected officials, and remind them the serious issues of our day, especially to those living lives in torment. Let us remain open to be taught, and let us continue listening to the stories our neighbors share. Amen.